That we've passed Lag BaOmer, we're really being thrust forward towards Chag HaShavuot, and I'd like to speak to you about three issues as we prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah. The first issue is that we counted, and we're going to complete counting 7 weeks, and that's why the Torah calls this holiday Chag HaShavuot. And what is the connection here between the counting of the 7 weeks and Kabbalas HaTorah? The second question I want to ask you is that the Chazal very often emphasize how important it is to learn Torah for the right reasons, and sometimes Chazal use a very extreme language. The Gemara in Yuma uses a very extreme language for someone who doesn't learn Torah in the proper way. The Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechsiv v'zos haTorah she'asam Moshe zocha nasis lo samachaim lo zocha nasis lo sam misa." And this is a pella. How is it possible for the Torah to become a sam misa? The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that, on the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Barasi etzahara barasi Torah tavlin." In other words, Esek haTorah is the greatest power that buttresses our ability to fight against and challenge all the challenges of the Yetzer Hara. To say it's a sama mavis, wow, that's a very harsh language. But the third, but the most important question I want to address today is, why is it that of all the names that the Torah gives, and we'll see three different names for this Chag, the one that's most appropriate seems to be omitted, and that is it's Chag Matan Torah Seinu. The Torah calls this Chag by three different names. In Shmos Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tez Zayin, it's called Chag HaKotzir. In Parashas Pinchas and Bamidbar Chav Ches, it's called Yom HaBikurim. And finally, in Parashas Re'eh, in Dvarim Tez Zayin, it's called Chag HaShavuos. So the first pasuk is Chag HaKotzir. The second is Chag HaKotzir Bikurei Maasecho Asher Tizra Yom HaBikurim Yom HaBikurim Kravtem Mincha Chadosh LaShem Shvuoseichem. And finally, V'asisa Chag Shvuos LaShem Elokecha. But the obvious question is, in our Nusach HaTfilah, Chag HaShvuos is called Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Gemara, in fact, in Psachim Samaches Amid Beis, and the famous machlokas about Chetzilachem, Chetzilachem, and how to dedicate our time in Yontif, the Gemara says that Hakol Modu Batzeres, with regard to Shavuos, there's no debate about it. Be'ina Nami Lachem, my time of Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. Rashi says, Be'ina Nami Lachem, She Yismach Bo, Be'machol, U'be'mishtel, Laharos, She'noach, U'makubol, Yom Zel Yisrael, Shenitna Bo Torah Bo. So clearly this day is Yom Matan Torah Seinu. Not only in the Nusach HaTfilah, but in the Sugyas HaShas of Chetzi Olachem. Chag HaShavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to give three names to this Chag, but none of them mention or allude to the fact that the greatness of this day is that it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So what we want to study first is the answer of the Rivash. The Rivash, one of the Chachmei Sfarad, towards the end of the period of the Rishonim, says in his Tshuvas an answer which he thinks is simple, Derech Pshat. And the answer is that when we contemplate Chag HaShavuos, we'll find that in the constellation of the three Regalim, it's very unique. The Torah tells us exactly what the calendar date of Chag HaPesach is. It's the 15th of Nisan. Chag HaSukkah is the 15th of Tishrei. But with regard to Chag HaShavuos, there's no definite set date for the Chag. We know that the Chag is in Sivan, but we don't know exactly what the date is, because the Torah only tells us that this holiday is the 50th day after the Omer is brought. And in Parashas Emor it says, "Usfartem lachem imochas haShabbos, miyom aviachem es omer atnufa sheva Shabbosos tmiros tiyeno ad mimochas haShabbos hashviyos tisbru chamishim yom." And then v'kravtem mincha chadosh laHashem. So the time of Beis Hamikdash, when the kiddush was al pi re'iyah, or as long as even after the Churban there was a Bezin Kavua in Eretz Yisrael, as the Rambam says in Perkei Milchus Kiddush HaChodesh, there was no Cheshbon Luach, there was no organized calendar in which you would know exactly which day of the calendar year would be Chag HaShavuos. It would all depend upon Re'iyah, upon the Edom who came to testify that they saw the moon B'chidusha, the Yoreach or the Levada B'chidusha. And therefore, Chag HaShavuos was never set on exclusively to one particular day. It's never on the 6th of... there's no guarantee that it'll be on the 6th of Nisan. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amid Beis, about the holiday of Chag HaTzeres, Pa'amim Chamisha, Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva, could be any one of 3 days in Sivan, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, or Ketzad. What would determine which of these 3 dates would be the date of Shavuos? Shneim Maleim, if both Nisan and Iyar, the 2 months that connect us to Sivan, from the Pesach and Ad, on Maleim, in other words, each one had 30 days, then Atzeres is going to fall out on the 5th of Sivan. If both are Chaserim, if both Nisan and Iyar are 29-day months, then Chag HaTzeres will fall out on the 7th of Sivan. And if one of these 2 months, whether it be Iyar or Nisan, is Chaser, it means it only has 29 days, then it'll fall out on the 6th of Sivan. So again, what are the 3 possibilities here? Because Shavuos is set by the Torah as the 50th day. So if you're counting from the 15th of Nisan, then if Nisan has an extra day, it's Mole. And then for that matter, Iyar has an extra day, it's also Mole. So they're each 30-day months. Then by definition, the 50th day is going to come out earlier in the month of Sivan, because you're extending the 2 earlier months, so the 50th day would have to come out earlier. Now, on the other extreme, if both of these months are chaser, then Iyar is, the 50th day is going to come out later in Sivan, which could be as late as the 7th. And it's only when one of these 2 months, Nisan or Iyar, it matters not which, is chaser and has 29 days, the other has a full 30 days, then, and only then, does the 50th day come out on the 6th of Sivan. So already we see that in the time of the Torah, which is the time of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and the Torah commands the Shalosh Pa'am Bashani Yerah called Zchurchas Pnei Hashem Elokecha Mokov Shayivchar B'chag HaMatzos U'B'chag HaShavuos U'B'chag HaSukkos U'El Paronis Nayreikam. The Torah could not call and describe Chag HaShavuos, so says the Rivash, as the day of Matan Torah, because the Kiddush was Al Pi Re'iyah, when the Edom came to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's very possible on any given year that Chag HaShavuos, the 50th day, will not coincide with the day of Matan Torah. It's only after the exile, after Golus, when we don't have Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, this was replaced by Kiddush Al Pi Aluach, by Cheshbon. There's no Bezdin Musmach. Musmach, which means that there's a smicha from the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's no longer what we say, Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, and we don't know exactly which day it is. Now, we're Bekiyim Bekviyah Diach. We know exactly, and I can predict now till the end of time, exactly when the Yontif will fall out. And when Rosh Chodesh is according to the Cheshbon Aluach, which is well organized and well structured, we always know that Nisan is Mole and Iyar is Chaser. And therefore the 50th day of the Omer is always on the 6th of Sivan, the day in which the Torah was given. Therefore, Chazal tell us in the Gemara that Chag HaShvuos is connected to Matan Torah. And that's why we're enjoined to have Chetzi Lechem. And that's why in the Nuschat Tefillah we call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So it means it's only after the termination of Bezdin that were Makadish the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. It's only after that period of time in history when we know that the day of Shavuos by definition coincides with Yom Matan Torah on the 6th of Sivan. But as far as the Torah is concerned, the Torah can't call this holiday Yom Matan Torah because the holiday might fall out on other days which are not the days of Matan Torah. And this answer to the Rivash is so poshut and so clear that we wonder why the great shining lights throughout the generations who worked very hard to explain why the Torah omitted the connection between this Chag and Matan Torah, and they give an array of different answers. Why didn't they mention this answer of the Rivash that removes the question from its very root? Because at the Zman of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash stood and the Kiddush was Al Pi Re'iyah, and witnesses would come, then Chag HaShavuos is not really connected to Matan Torah at all, because it could be Chal on one of 3 days. The answer of the Rivash seems to be so fundamental, Piderech HaPshat, that you wonder why others questioned it and offered alternative solutions to the problem. And perhaps the answer is that even though it's true that at the time of Beis HaMikdash there were possibilities al pi re'iyah that Chag HaShavuos would not fall on the day of Matan Torah, but nevertheless, since al pi cheshbon aluach, which is set, and as we have our set calendar now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so it turns out paradoxically that we are bekiyam b'kviyas HaKodesh. We know exactly when Chag HaShavuos is going to fall, and it's going to fall, in fact, on the day of Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly knew this when he gave the Torah, and he was the one who created the Kviyas Zman. He knew that there would be a Kviyas Zman. You wonder why, therefore, of all the names of the Chag that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Torah, he couldn't give a name that would anticipate what would come down the line of Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, Chag Matan Torah Seinu. One could also argue that although the possibility does exist, Bizman HaMikdash, that Shavuos would not fall on the 6th of Sivan, that shift could also apply, in a sense, to the original Matan Torah, although there was no Bezdin at that time, obviously, to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, but once the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was given, then it's not coincidental that the three possible days for Shavuos are Hey, Vav, and Zayin Sivan. So it's built into the system that Chag HaShavuos is indeed the Chag of Matan Torah. In any event, we want to study now the alternative approach of the Maharal Miprag. And he gets very excited about this Maharal. He writes, Ein Zu Shela Klal. And this is in his Sefer called Teferes Yisrael. At the end of Perek Chav Zayin, he writes, Omno ma shesholim bnei odom, ki im chag ha-shavuos, hu b'shvil shenosu lanu ha-torah, lomo kosav, u b'yom ha-bikurim b'aviachem, mincha v'lo kosav b'yom matan torah, me'achash ikar yom, ikar yontif, hu b'shvil ha-torah, k'bo shon omrim zman matan torah seinu. So after reformulating the question, he says, "Ein zu sheila klal, ki Hashem yisbarach nosan lemoadim zman asher heim simchas Yisrael asher zochu el atov." Now it's a concept of moadim, and the names reflect zman simchasenu. And of course, he has examples from Sukkos, ki b'sukkos al shavti. That's certainly a zman of simcha. And of course, Pesach, which is Chag HaMatzos, Shebo Yotzu Avoseinu, Mibeis Avodim, this is all indicative of the Simcha. But Chag HaShavuos the Matan Torah element of this Chag does not reflect Simcha. And why is that? Because the Torah is a responsibility, it's an onus and a burden who owe Al Yisrael. And in fact, the other nations of the world, says the Maharal, refuse to accept the Torah. So that although we're going to say, we're going to declare Zman Matan Torah Seinu, that's because we, Mishum Shekibalnu at Torah Batzmenu, as far as the Torah being given to Klal Yisrael, that's a kind of an imposition of a burden, but as far as we are concerned, from our perspective, we can call it Zman Mat Torah Seinu and integrate that into the essential Simcha of the day. We came forward with Nasa V'Nishma. We accepted the Torah, as opposed to the other nations. But Hashem Yisprach No Seinu Torah Hayakofa Aleim Har Kigigis Sheikabla Torah Bal Korcham. You know, when we say mitzvahs, lav lehenos, the Rashi says it's an ol. So here the Maharal is invoking this principle of har kegigas to indicate that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, this is an onus, a burden on Klal Yisrael. So the Matan Torah's man is not simcha mitzad the Torah, it's a simcha mitzad Klal Yisrael, that we, you know, rose up to the occasion and we accepted the Torah willingly, and we're besimcha. Now the Gemara says in Shabbos, of course, on Daf Pei Ches, on the pasuk Vayisyatzvu v'tachtes ahar, Omer Avdimi, Melamed shekofa Kadosh Baruch Hu lehem har kegigas v'yomer lehem, im atem mekablim haTorah mutav, v'im lav shom teikvu raschem. So the Maharal explains that the reason for this kfiya is because the mitzvahs are an ol, a responsibility. And therefore, says the Maharal, from the Torah's perspective, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, we could not define this moed as Zman Simcha based on Matan Torah. Now again, there's no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was B'Simcha Gdola, that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. In fact, the entire purpose of creation, as Rashi points out at the beginning of the Chumash, Breishis Baruch Hakim Shemai V'Sa'aretz, B'Shvil HaTorah B'Shvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. But nevertheless, with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling this day as a day of Simcha for Kabbalah HaTorah, that's not Shaykh, says the Maharal, because from Klal Yisrael's perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imposing upon them a burden of Tayag Mitzvahs. Now, it's very possible that although Klal Yisrael would accept the Torah b'kfiyah and being forced and compelled to do so, and therefore it's not a day of Simcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would leave the decision to Klal Yisrael to decide at some point whether they, the people of Israel, accept the Torah willingly. So on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have no choice, and kofaleim harkegigas, we, as the people, now will come forward and be makabel the Torah bi'ava b'rotzo. And again, that, I don't know exactly when that happened. The Gemara Megillah seems to assume it happened at the time of Achashverosh. But whenever it is, when we said Nasa v'nishma, we accepted the Torah willingly, and there was no kfiya, there was no no force, and therefore the Chachamim would be metaken in not in the written Torah, but in the broader perspective of Torah Shebal Peh, in our tefillos, to reflect the fact that Chag HaShavuos is a Yom Simcha because it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That reflects the fact that Klal Yisrael, at some point in history, accepted the Torah, and that became a great source of Simcha for us. Now, based on this Maharal, if you take a look in the Shvilei Pinchas, he says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal the Torah Shebichsav? Madua lo gila HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah Shebichsav shechag Shavuos hu yom shel simcha al kabbalas haTorah? This can be explained based on Tosfos in Shabbos Peiches. The Tosfos says that kof aleim harkegigas, even though they accepted the Torah Mirtzonim Atov, and they said Nasa V'Nishma, Tosfos explains, based on the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach, that which they said Nasa V'Nishma, that was only on Torah Shebichsav. But with regard to Torah Shebal Peh, which is Harucha Me'eretz Midah, V'yeshba digduke kalos v'chamuros, and the Tanchuma goes on to reflect on the very difficult yegiya, and in a sense the physical effort that a person has to put in to studying the Torah. So with regard to Torah Shebal Peh, it's lo kiblu ki im bekfir. Now again, this doesn't mean that Torah Shebal Peh is less important than Torah Shebichsav. On the contrary, I would say that Torah Shebal Peh is certainly infinite in its qualitative significance, because we have no way really of understanding the Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebal Peh. And not only that, the Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Samach and Beis Lo Karas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael El Bishvil Dvarim Shebal Peh Shenemar. The pasuk at the end of Mishpatim says Ki Al Pi Advarim Elu Karati Itcha Bris V'Es Yisrael. It means the Ikar Simcha in terms of Kabbalah Satorah is the receiving, the acceptance of Torah Shebal Peh. So the paradox is that on the one hand, Torah Shebal Peh needs kfiya, but on the other hand, Torah Shebal Peh is the greatest commitment we can make, and that's our commitment in terms of the bris, and the bris relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael is clinched by Torah Shebal Peh. And we realize that our relationship to Torah is totally, exclusively dependent on Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav has its tremendous significance, and all of Torah Shebal Peh will come back to the Torah Shebichsav, but unless we have the shining light to enhance our understanding of Torah Shebichsav based on Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav remains a sefer sasim, a sealed book. So what the Maral is saying here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was Moser the Torah, and especially with regard to Chag HaShavuos as a celebration day, he realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that since the people of Israel have hesitations, and Tosfos says that's with regard to Torah Shebal Peh, there's an element of kfiya here, then it's difficult to talk about Simcha in the essence of the Chag as his man Kabbalas HaTorah with regard to Torah Shebal Peh at least. So calls Machlo Kiblu Es HaTorah Beratzon Ein Simcha. There's no Simcha in accepting the Torah. However, Chachmei HaTorah realized how sweet and how endless the aura of Torah is for Torah Shebal Peh, and that the Chamishim Sharei Bina, the 50 gates of wisdom, which will allow us to analyze and shed a light on everything that's a chasum v'sasum in the Torah Shebichsav, they decided that we have to mention the Torah Shebal Peh and its day as a day of Simcha, that the day of Torah Shebal Peh equals the day of Simcha, even though we were forced to accept the Torah Shebal Peh with a compelling fear, nevertheless we were zochet to understand and appreciate the Simcha and experience the joy of Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore when the Gemara says in Psochim, HaKol Modu Batzeres Debina Nami Lachem, Rashi Kamet Sheyismach Bo, B'machol b'mishta laharol shenoach u'mekubal yom zel Yisrael shenitna Torah bo. That we are so happy, we're eating and drinking and celebrating on this day of Simcha of Shavuos because we appreciate what a great gift God bestowed upon us. So we express that Simcha with ochel, with machol b'mishta, in order to reveal that this is a day of Simcha for Kabbalah HaTorah, and specifically Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh, despite the fact that there was an element of kfiya. So we can add to our tefillos Yom Matan Torah Seinu, but in the Torah Shebichsav that Hashem is giving to us, He's not going to call this yontif as a yontif of Chag Matan Torah Seinu, because that doesn't generate the Simcha. We, from our perspective, as we appreciate and receive Torah b'Simcha, can add that our day of Shavuos is being celebrated as a day of Simcha. Now, we have a principle with regard to the Torah that Shivim Panim LaTorah, can darshan the Torah in many, many different ways. And when we think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal explicitly in the Torah Shebichsav that Shavuos is connected to Matan Torah, And why, when we think about the question, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give the Torah, then perhaps we could come up with a new definition, a new understanding of why Chag HaShavuos is not called explicitly Matan Torah, but rather it's called the Yom HaKotzir, Yom HaBikurim, it's called Chag HaShavuos. And we begin with the Gemara in Pesachim, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserim, Bizman, Shbeis, Migdash, Kaimein, Simcha, Lebe, Bosar, Shenemer, Vizavachta, Shlomim, Viachalta, Sham, Vizamachta, Lefnei, Hashem, Elokecha. And what is really the common denominator of all three regalim is that when Klal Yisrael were Ola Regel during the Regel, these three regalim, to the Beis HaMikdash, they were obligated to bring on the first day of the Chag what's called Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga, and through the Achilas HaBosar, the Bailim were able to achieve the celebration, the experience of Mitzvah Simcha Sachat. And if a person did not bring his Korban Chagiga on the first day of the Chag, he has the opportunity of Tashlumin during the Chag, during the balance of the Chag. And this applies on Pesach for 7 days, on Chag Shavuos for 8 days, because we even get Shmini Atzeres. And all those days are days of Tashlumin in order to bring the Korban Chagiga. And the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Mishalo Chag, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shal Chag, Chogeg es kol haregel v'yontav achron shel chag ovar haregel v'lo chag eino chai b'achri yuso v'al ze nemar posuk in Koheles mavis lo yuchal liskon v'chisaron lo yuchal lehimonos. So the Gemara explains that we derive from the posuk, which is in Parashas Emor at the beginning of Chav Gimel v'chagosim osol chag l'ashem shivas yomim, that if someone did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, he has Shivas Yomim, he has the entire balance of Yontov and Tashlumin. And this we know in Chag HaSukkos, and there's a special Pasuk that applies this rule of Tashlumin even to Shmini Atzeres. Now when you get to Chag HaShavuos, which is a one-day holiday, not like the other holidays, which are seven-day holidays, what's the din if a person forgot to bring his Korban Chagiga on Chag HaShavuos? Does he have a Tashlumin another 6 days, like we have in Chag HaPesach, Chag HaSukkos? And on the one hand, it would be almost intuitively logical to assume that there is no Tashlumin, because all the days after the Chag, after Chag HaShavuos, are days of Chol. Then I'm endowed with Kedushas Yontif. And we should call it a Mavis Lo Yuchal Liskon. It's not like the cases of Pesach and Sukkos where the Tashlumin overlaps with the Chag itself. So that's what we would have thought, but the Gemara actually in Chagiga Yud Zayin establishes that even Chag HaShavuos has Tashlumin for Shivas Yomim, another 6 days after the Chag. Minayin la'tzeres sheyesh la tashlumin kol shiva, Talmud lomar, b'chag ha-matzos u'b'chag ha-shavuos u'b'chag ha-sukkos, makish chag ha-shavuos u'chag ha-matzos, ma chag ha-matzos yesh la tashlumin kol shiva, af chag ha-shavuos yesh la tashlumin kol shiva. So it means for the 6 days after chag ha-shavuos, a person who did not bring the Korban Chagiga has the opportunity of bringing the Korban Chagiga, and that's how the Rambam codifies it at the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, Mishlo Chag, B'yom Chag ha-shavuos, Choge Kol Shiva, V'yeshlo Tashlumin Kol Sheshes Yomim, Sholi Acher Chag ha-shavuos. And the Gemara gives an explanation as to why Chag ha-shavuos has Tashlumin for Shivas Yomim. And the Gemara offers the Svara that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to count the Yemei HaSfira, Shiva Shavuos, as it says, Usfartim L'mochus HaShabbos V'yom HaViyachem Esomer HaTnufa Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena Ad Mimochus HaShabbos HaShviyas Tispru Chamishim Yom. And as the Gemara formulates it in Masechta Menachos, is Mitzvah L'mimni Yomi U'mitzvah L'mimni Shvuei. That just like there's a mitzvah to count days, there's a mitzvah to count weeks. And we are called upon to count 7 weeks. And parallel to these 7 weeks, we have 7 days of Tashlumin. So we have 7 weeks that we count, and 7 days of Tashlumin. Each day corresponds to one of the 7 weeks of the Yemei Sfira. Now, why is it that when a person what is the lekach? I guess you'd have to read it, meaning the deeper, perhaps, symbolic meaning that's being conveyed here by the fact that in Avodas Hashem, we have the possibility of being mashlim, the simcha through the chagiga of Shavuos for 7 days, even though these 6 days after the Chag are days of Chol, and furthermore, once we learned that there are Shiva Simei Tashlumin in Chag HaShavuos, and we derive it from Shiva Shavuos of Sfira, there seems to be a connection here between the Tashlumin aspect and the Sheva Shabbosos Tvivos of Sfira. What's the connection there? There's a fascinating dimension of Chag HaShavuos, which the Shvilei Pinchas calls to our attention, based on more Hasidic or Kabbalistic sources, at the front of which, the head of which, is the Shalach HaKadosh. And this is what he calls Be'inyan Derech Avoda. In other words, how we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Sator, but this is going to reveal a whole new revolutionary dimension to Chag HaShavuos. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that there are various judgments that are done on high, on respectively on different Yomim Tovim. Be'arba Prokim Olam Nidon, Be'Pesach Al Atvua, Rosh Hashanah Kol Boi Olam Ovrim Lefod Ve'Roron, B'Chag Nidon Amayim. When it comes to Atzeres, it says that the judgment is on Peros Ha'ilon. And the Gemara, in fact, in Rosh Hashanah says, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah Haviu Shtei Alechem Batzeres. Why is the Shtei Alechem brought on Chag Atzeres, on Shavuos? Mipnei Shatzeres Man Peros Ha'ilon Hu. Omra Kadosh Baruch Haviu Lefonai Shtei Alechem Batzeres. Kedei She Yisbarchu Lochem Peros Ha'ilon. So this connection here between the quintessential and unique carbon of Chag HaShavuos, which is the Shtei Lechem, and hoping and praying for the bracha of Peros Ha'ilon. And the Shalom wants to take this in a more symbolic way, that the Shtei Lechem and the Peros Ha'ilon, this judgment is not just in the physical world of material Peros Ha'ilon, but rather, Al Pi Kabbalah, and he quotes the Tolas Yaakov, that Roy L'chol Echad V'Echad Lachzor L'Shanein Ka'achana L'Krash Chag HaShavuos Ki Chag HaShavuos Hu Yom Adin Shel Matan Torah. Fascinating. That the concept of Peros Ha'ilon in a symbolic level, meaning Pardes in Remez and Drush and Sod, is a Yom Adin for not Peros Ha'ilon in the physical world, but for Matan Torah. And the reason for that is because the neshamos of Klal Yisrael are categorized and described as Peros Ha'ilon. There's a great Elon, so to speak, again figuratively a tree, from which, and this tree is the neshamos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, they emanate from God, from the divinity, and from this tree, the branches are the Peros Ha'ilon, or shall we say the branches give birth to the Peros Ha'ilon. And with regard to these branches, we're talking about the mitzvos of the neshamos, meaning the neshamos, each one respectively comes down in a goof, and the goof now is being called upon, being judged on the production, so to speak, the creation from these neshamas of Esek HaTorah of Kima Mitzvahs. Have they lived up to their potential, and have they fulfilled their obligation vis-a-vis Esek HaTorah and Kima Mitzvahs? Those are the peros of the Elon, the peros of this Elon Gadol of Kabbalah Satorah, of the neshamas, of the spiritual world. And the Shalor writes the Chayav Adam Lismoach Bozeh Chag BiYoseh, the great Simcha of Shavuos, Ki Yom Shezachinu Bo LeKeser Torah, the day in which we received the throne, the adornment of Torah, the crown of Torah. And he refers to the Gemara in Pesachim that we mentioned earlier, Kol Modu Batzeres Tabida Nami Lechem, that we need Lechem on Chag Atzeres, which is the great Simcha. And he says that the Simcha of Atzeres, Asher Somach, Al Simcha Tia B'Simcha Ruchnis, it's a spiritual Simcha, V'Odoya V'Halal Hashem Yisbach Shenosan Lonos HaTorah. And this Simcha really, in its connection to gratitude to Hashem for giving us the Torah, is Misora Miod Belibol is Kadesh Ulitakein Maisav. A person becomes inspired on this day of Kabbalah HaTorah to rectify his actions, Lios Muchta B'Keser Torah, to achieve this glorious crown of Torah. We have to live up, you know, rise up to the occasion of the judgment on Torah and experience fully on this day and appreciate fully the Chesed Torah that Hashem gave us to be metaken our maisim, so that we live up to the responsibility of achieving Keser HaTorah. This is the sanctity of the day of judgment on Torah. And this is the Simcha of the day. And he quotes the Shalom, quotes the Tolas Yaakov, Ki Kemoshe Barosh Hashanah Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Lashgiach V'lidrosh Maisa B'nei Adam. Why? Because the Yom of Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Brias Ha'ola Bria Rishona V'chidish Ha'olam. So too, in a parallel sense, on the day of Matan Torah, which is also a kind of Chidish Ha'olam, because the world was created for Torah, and the creation of the Torah coincides with this Chag of Chag HaShavuot, slash Giach V'lidrosh Al Maisa Ha'olam, V'lodin Al Peros Ha'ilon, HaPeros Heim HaNeshamos HaParchos Me'ilenu Me'ilano Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshamos which flourish and grow from this great Ilon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'olam nidon biyom zel atorah shenitna bo shebitlu atzmam mimeno. If chas v'shalom we didn't live up to our requirements, our potential, our standards of limud haTorah, instead we were guilty of bitl haTorah, that's the judgment on atzeres of peros ha'ilon. Im lo hishlimam b'torah mitzvos karoy, if we didn't complete our dedication to Torah and to mitzvahs the way we should have. And in addition to this piece, this presentation from the Shalom, we also have a presentation from Reb Baruch Mimezebuch, and he says that he was always afraid of Rosh Hashanah, of Shavuos, more than he was afraid of Rosh Hashanah, because the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is basically on Gashmius, and okay, see, so God will give you one more challah less, but Chag HaShavuos is on Ruchlius, the judgment is on Ruchlius, and he's going to judge us if we were Osek B'Torah Karoy. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Haviyu lefanai shtei halechem batzeres kadei sheyisbarchu lechem peros ha'ilon, what it means is the havas shtei halechem, which is going to generate hopefully a bracha for the peros ha'ilon, for the neshamas Yisrael, on this day of Matan Torah, this judgment day of Matan Torah. And this all connects to what the Zohar says about the shtei halechem, that the shtayim, the two lechems, is one keneged torah b'ksav and one keneged torah b'al peh. In the language of the Zohar, ki shtei halechem heim keneged oraisa lechu lachmu b'lachmi makriv b'yoma, the chamishon on the 50th day were makriv, the shtei halechem torah b'ksav, torah b'al peh. that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to bring the Shtei Alechem HaChag HaShvuos and to wave it Tznufa Lifnei Hashem in Parshas Emor is that this Maisa should be a Maisa Karban HaKapora with our, accompanied by our Tshuva Shlema, to be misaken the great sin of Lo Asachnu Karoi B'Torah Shebichsav V'Torah Shebalpeh, that we weren't as dedicated as we should have been to the study of Torah. We should accept on ourselves that from now we're going to be Osek B'Shtei Alechem B'Tnufa Lifnei Hashem Havil Lifonai Shtei Alechem B'Atzeres Kedei Shizbarchu Lechem Peres Ha'ilon, that B'Zchus, in the merit of this Kabbalah, if we have a sincere Kabbalah, that we commit ourselves to a full-fledged Esek HaTorah, Nizkel Shefa Rav Tov Shel Hasogos HaTorah. And that's the simcha of Chag HaShvuos, of Chag HaTzeres. And we can begin to understand that if we want to receive this Hasoga of Torah on this day of Chag HaShvuos, as we say after we read the Omer, after we count the Omer, Ribono Shel Olam Atotzi V'Yisonu Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha Lispar Sfiris Omer Kedei L'Tareinu Mikliposeinu V'Tumoseinu Kmo Shekasavta B'Torsechu Sfartem Lachem Mimokas HaShabbos Miyom Avicha Mesofra Antnufa Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena Ad Mimokas HaShabbos HaShviris Tisperu Chamishim Yom Kedei L'Tareinu Sheyitaru Nafshos Amcha Yisro Mizu Mosom. And this all comes from the Zohar and the Shara Kavanas of the Arizal and Sfiris HaOmer. He says, "Tam shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lispar sheva shabbosos lifnei Chag HaShvuos kedei shenesakin bohem es sheva amidos chesed gvura teferes netzach hod yisod umalchus, which are kolos as kol amidos." And on every one of the 7 weeks of the Omer, we have to be metaken a different midah. And the first of the seven is Chesed, the second week is dedicated to Gvura, the third to Tiferes, and so forth and so on, until we finish a Tikkun process on all the seven Midos. And it seems that the Avodah of Tikkun HaMidos before Matan Torah, before Chag HaShvuos, as a preparation, or as Rav Chaim Vital, the great student of the Ari, says, why doesn't it mention in the Torah the concept of Tikkun HaMidos? We have 613 mitzvos, but we don't have a mitzvah of Tikkun HaMidos to make sure we don't get angry, to make sure that we don't become haughty and arrogant. And the famous answer of Rav Chaim Vital is that Tikkun HaMidos is Yisod. It's the fundamental. It underlies all the mitzvahs of Torah. Without Tikkun HaMidos, there's no possibility of Kiyum HaMitzvos. The words of Rav Chaim Vital in Shar HaKedusha, V'hinei Inyan HaMidos Hein Mutba'os B'Odom B'Nefesh HaShvela U'Lefichach Ein HaMidos B'Chlal HaTayag Mitzvahs Omnom Hem HaChonos Ikorios El Tayag HaMitzvahs B'Kiyumam Ob'Bitulam Yan Ki Ein Koach B'Nefesh HaSichlis L'Kayim HaMitzvahs Al Yidei Tayag Evorah Guf Elo B'Emtzos Nefesh HaYisodis or Hashvela Hamchuberes El Guf El Aguf Atzmo Ulefichach Inyan Amidos Haros Koshim Min Haveros Atzmon Miod Veo Venimtza Ki Yoser Tzorech Lizor Mimidos Ros Yoser Min Kiyum Amitzvus Ese Valosas Ki Beyos Bal Amidos Tovos is Beyoso Bal Amidos Tovos Ben Nekel Yekayim Kol HaMitzvahs. If he doesn't have the right Midos, it's almost impossible for me to Kayim the Mitzvahs. If he has the right Mitzvahs, the right Midos, then it's easy, relatively, to be Kayim the Mitzvahs. So if that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to command us as a Mitzvah in Midos, because it's the precursor, it's the fundamental precondition, the avodas of Tikkun Zayin HaMitzvahs during the 7 weeks of Shavuos, that is the hakdama, that is the precondition for Matan Torah. Without Tikkun HaMidos, there's no point to receive the Torah. Without refining HaMidos, it's impossible to mekayim the Torah. So why be mekabel the Torah? After the Tikkun HaMidos of the 7 weeks, then Klal Yisrael are ru'uyim lekabelas haTorah. And if that be the case, perhaps we can begin to understand, which is a question that we opened with, how is it possible that the Chazal, the Gemara in Yuma, describes Torah as a possible, if it's not studied in the proper way, as a sama hamoves. That's a very strong phrase, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Klal Yisrael to study the Torah as a tavlin for the Eitzah Hara. How could that possibly be a sama hamoves? And here we want to quote the Vilna Gaon in the Graz Pirush HaMishlei, and this is in also a sefer called Evan Shlomo from the Gaon. Inyan HaTorah leNefesh Dugmas HaMoto LaOretz. The Torah is to the soul as rain is to the ground, to the soil. Shematzmiach MaSheNizra Bo. Whatever you plant, that's what the water generates. So if you have a samachayim, it's going to generate a samachayim. If you have a samamovitz, it's going to generate a samamovitz. The water will bring out from the field whatever is planted in the field. And if you talk about a field, for example, that's planted with kotzim or barkonim, with weeds, that's what the rain is going to bring out. And kenu b'torah, shematzmiach ba mashe b'libo, whatever's in his heart. If libo tov, tegadel, tagdil yiraso, but im libo, shoresh, pore, rosh, velano, phrase from Parshas Nitzavim, is yigdal atina b'libo, it's going to even grow some negative hatred in his heart. And that's what the pasuk means in Hosea when it says Sadikim yelchu bo, poshim yikoshlu bo. Whereas the Gemara says in Shabbos, Mayaminim ba samadachai, Masmeilim ba samadamosa. Yitzorach lefanos liva b'chol yom, kodem alimud v'acharov, me'ipush hadeos v'amidos, b'yiras chedev v'maisim tov. He has to cleanse himself out before he studies Torah, and even after he finishes studies Torah, of any deos amidos ros. And after he cleanses himself, then the Torah could penetrate and be a chai sam ha-chayim. So it means that when it says in Bereishis, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha-odom, Ofer min adoma, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim, then just like the offer can be matzmiach, whatever you put in, but on its own, it's not enough, it needs mayim to grow that which is planted in the offer, and the offer of an Adam doesn't have the capacity to grow mitzvahs and maisim tovim unless we're mashke it with mayim ruchniim. We have to pour water in a spiritual sense onto the offer, onto our souls, and that's the Torah, which is always compared to mayim. The metaphor of Torah is from Yeshaya Novi Avi called Tzomei Lechula Mayim, and that's what Yirmiyahu Hanovi means when he says Ki Koamar Hashem LeIsh Yehuda LeYushalayim Niru Lechem Nir VeAl Tizru Al Akotzim. And based on this gra, we understand that when a person is osik v'torah, and it's like he's pouring water into his soul in order to grow that which is potential in his soul, if chas v'sholom he has midos mushchosos, what's it going to grow? But if he is mishtadil to purify his soul, and he now, instead of being zorea kotzim in his field, he is zorea things that are healthy, that are potentially beautiful, that can grow. The bracha comes min shamayim, and the Torah that he studies is going to be matzmiach, a yibul tov, a produce that's wonderful. Not chas v'shalom kotzim v'darkonim. And therefore, a person has to be oker those kotzim from his nefesh. And even if he's osek b'torah, it's not going to be other than a sama moves unless he is mezakech, if he purifies and refines his midos. And according to the Gaon, it's not enough that he's mefana libo before he starts Torah, and he removes all that junk, that ipush adeos, that negative kind of midos, but also after he studies Torah. Even then, he's got to continue the process of cleaning out midos mushchosos, and then he has the avtocha that the Torah will be matzmiach mitzvos u'maisim tovim. And perhaps this sheds a light on the famous Mishnah in Avos in Perek Beis, Yofe Talmud Torim Derech Eretz, how beautiful it is when an Adam, when a person is osek b'torah b'darka shel Eretz. In other words, just like the Eretz itself, the land, the ground, that Motziat Smochim Tovim, it's only if we first start with Harisha, we plow, we remove all the stones and all the other impediments, and even after the Tzmicha, we have to remove certain thorns and certain kotzim that could strangle the Tzemach. And this is the process of removing Midos Ros. When we talk about Akiras HaKotzim, we're really talking in a symbolic sense about removing Midos Ros, and has to be done, the process has to be engaged in before and after Esek HaTorah. And that's what it means, Yofet Talmud Torim Derech Eretz Yigia Shnei Mishkachas Ovon. We have two Yigios. It says, Yigios Shnei Mishkachas Ovon. We have the Yigia of Zikuch HaMidos before Torah study and after Torah study. And this is what it means that where Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, Kol Yiroso, Yiras Cheto Kodemes Lechochmoso is Chochmoso Miskayemes. The Yiras Chet, before is Esek HaTorah, that's the Harisha in the Ofer HaDoma, that's the plowing before the planting. And then in order that the growth, once it takes, should continue healthily and produce, then we need to continue that process of Yiras Chet even after the Torah is studied. And now we understand that the three names that the Torah gives to Chag HaShavuos are appropriate. And we can understand also why the Torah, the original question we asked, why the Torah omits calling Chag HaShavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us that it's not always Zman Matan Torah Seinu as a Yom HaSimcha. There's a conditional Simcha. There's no absolute given that it'll definitely be Simcha. If we're not Mizakech the Midos during the Sheva, the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, then we have no Simcha in Kabbalah Sator, because Adarav, we should be Misabil and grieve over the Sama Moves. We're being Megadol Kotzim with Midos Ros. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, prepare yourself for Kabbalah Satorah. Prepare yourself for Chag HaShavuos. This is the Chag HaKotzir, the Yom HaBikurim. It's the Chag HaShavuos. All these names are indicative of preparing for Torah and removing Midos Ros. Chag HaKotzir, which again reflects the growth process and the harvesting, and Yom HaBikurim, where we harvest our first fruit. Just like the Aretz, the land, the ground that we live and we try to grow, cannot be matzmiach a good produce, yibul tov, unless first we begin and afterwards we continue with removing the avonim and the kotzim that prevent and damage the growth, the tzmicha. We have to be oker midos ros, before and after Esek HaTorah. So the third name of Chag HaShavuos, which is the holiday of weeks, is a reference to the weeks of the Omer. Each week it was dedicated to be metaken a different midah, and the Simchas HaChag, which is really culminating in Kabbalah Satorah, is because we utilized and we lived up to the responsibility of these weeks, each one, respectively, to be metaken the midos before we're ready for Matan Torah. Now we are guaranteed, as a result of Chag HaShavuos, the 7 weeks of Tikkun HaMidos, that it'll be, the Torah will be a Sama Chayim, and not the opposite, and therefore we can be very happy. And we can call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That's the Simcha of this Yontif. And we begin to understand the connection between the 7 days of Tashlumin that begin with Chag HaShavuos and continue for 6 days after Chag HaShavuos, even the Yemos HaChol, and that's all connected, and we said, was the Gemara says, corresponds to the 7 days of the 7 weeks of the Omer, because as we saw in the Vilna Gaon, that a person has to be mezakeh his midos before the Esek HaTorah and also afterwards. So we need the Sheva Shabbosos of Sfiras HaOmer to be attacking the 7 midos before Kabbalah Satorah, but in truth we need also an additional week of Tashlumin to continue the process of Zikuch HaMidos after we receive the Torah. And if you ask me, why is it that we only have 7 days and not 7 weeks as we do before Matan Torah? After Matan Torah we have only 7 days. The answer is simple, because when we begin the process, before we get to Esek HaTorah, we need hard work to be Mezakeh the Midos. We're going to work on a daily basis. Every week take up a different Midah. And we need 7 weeks for that. Nothing less than 7 weeks will suffice. 1 week corresponds to one midah, and the 7 weeks correspond to all seven midos. But after we've already achieved the zikuch hamidos and we receive the Torah, now it's easy to achieve what we have to do after Kabbalah Satorah in just 1 week's time, in 7 weeks, keneged the seven midos. And we begin to understand the reason why Chag HaShavuos is called the Yom HaDin on the Peros HaIlon and the Neshamas of Yisrael. Are they Re'uyim? Do they deserve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Lehem Torah, that they should receive Torah? If they didn't work in the proper way on Tikkun and Zikuch HaMidos, then there's no purpose to giving them the Torah. It becomes Chas V'Shalom HaAsam HaMoves. But if on the other hand they succeeded, then they can be Megadel, not Midos Ros, Chas V'Shalom, but Midos Tovos. Therefore the Eitzah, the best advice we can give to prepare for Matan Torah is to be Mezakech the Midos, each of the 7 weeks of the Omer corresponding to the seven Midos, and after Kabbalah Satorah to again investigate, check ourselves, do a Cheshbon HaNefesh during the Zayin Yimei HaTashlumin of Chag HaShavuos, and in that Zchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Lanu, He will give us a Shefer Rav Tov for Hasagas HaTorah in all the different disciplines and parts of the Torah, including not just Noshim Nezikim, but also in Zroim, and also in Moed, and also in Taras, and especially in Kodshim. We should be Zochet to that Kabbalah HaTorah and that Shefer on this Chag HaShavuos. Kein Yiratzon, Amen.